Hello. Welcome to the Holy Week 2025 podcast of the Reformation Podcast of Grace Mosaic. I'm Joel, I'm the pastor of worship and formation here. Every single day during this Holy Week, we'll offer a reading from the Gospel. This year, the Gospel of Matthew from the Daily Prayer Project readings every day. We'll offer that reading of the Gospel and then a short reflection from a leader here at the Grace Mosaic community. So for now, I invite you to quiet your hearts as we prepare for the reading and reflection on God's Word.
The scripture reading today comes from Matthew 21, 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. And most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Whenever I read this passage about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, I'm always reminded of my middle school ancient history class where we learned all about the Roman triumphs. The Roman triumph was an extravagant spectacle celebrating the return of a triumphant emperor and his military dominance against the other nations. The lavish parade would include music and theatrics, the triumphant soldiers who had fought honorably with their commander, and a display of all the spoils of war. These spoils included gold and treasures, exotic plants and animals from the conquered region, and the prisoners of war who'd likely be forced into slavery or used in other Roman spectacles. But the true center of attention would be on a victorious emperor, this godlike man who rode atop a marvelous horse-drawn chariot, wearing a gold crown and bearing in his hands a laurel branch and an ivory scepter. It is interesting how stark the contrast is between the triumphal entry of a Roman emperor and the triumphal entry of Jesus of Nazareth. What did Jesus' triumphal entry look like? It probably looked like a parade of misfits. He was not showing off his war spoils and his prisoners, but rather he entered Jerusalem with the people he had healed and fed and prayed with and wept for. The crowds that went before and after him included not just men, but women and children who had a testimony to share. It included tax collectors and prostitutes. It included the outcasts of society. It included the sick and the forgotten. And Jesus didn't come riding in on a glorious chariot decked out in attire fit for a god. He came in humility, riding on a simple donkey. A donkey is not a war machine or a symbol of triumph. It is a meek pack animal that bears another's burdens. What a surprising picture we have of our Savior's triumphal entry, the beginning of his victory for us, through downward descent. Our Savior did not come to save his people according to worldly power. He came in humility and in weakness in order to bear our burdens. It was only through taking our burdens upon himself that he would be able to then extend to us true life.